Well, hello again and welcome to you all. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and oh my, am I excited about today's show. I am the host of Faith Walk Radio. I am here every Sunday on KKHT 100.7. I am spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. So are you ready to hear and be a part of another exciting day of fellowship in the Word of God? If that is you, I welcome you. Welcome, welcome. Before I jump right into the message, I want to share that Faith Walk Radio is dedicated to helping those who are in need of prayer any time of the day or night. So if that is you, feel free to go to my website at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com, and tell us all about it, because I know where there is a will, there is a way. So I hope today's message titled The Wide Road leave you thinking about one thing only, and that is, are you world-made, self-made, or God-made? So get ready to turn on your listening ears and hear what the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. A little footnote for you, the Wide Road message title and content were taken directly from a chapter in my new book titled Faith Walk, Your Personal Journey with Christ. You can also go to my website at faithwalkradio.com and read the first chapter for free. That's right, you get to read it before you buy it. So again, go to faithwalkradio.com and begin your faith walk journey with Christ today by grabbing a copy of my book, downloading my music, and of course, listen to archive messages of all my previous shows. So before I forget and move on into the message, a special thank you to all those who are tuning in for the first time. I welcome you, as well as those who may be listening again. Welcome back. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario. So welcome. The title of the message today is called The Wide Road. And the big, big question of the day, you ready? Are you world-made, self-made, or God-made? Are you God-made, or are you still depending on the world to tell you who you are? You see, always know that there is no way out of the world's way of life unless you allow God to change your heart and change your mind. I always talk about this in every message, allowing God to change your heart and change your mind. You got it? As a result, your self-centered desires will begin to change, and you will focus on those things that are pleasing to God, or seeing the world's way of life as your playground, so to speak. You got it? So moving on and into the message, the first thing I want to share is this. I often imagine life without rules and consequences would be filled with nothing but chaos. But let me explain that. I believe without some kind of accountability, what would be the purpose of living the straight and narrow way the Bible talks about in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, which I am going to go over those scriptures because it definitely connects with my thoughts. What if God gave you free rein on the earth to do as you please without any consequences? Think about that one. Why believe and follow the word of God, since there would be no need for his approval or acceptance, right? I don't know about you, but life without consequences would not be a pretty sight. I know some can say, well, if there's no consequences for our actions, then we can just do whatever we want, right? Well, yes, you are right, but that doesn't mean that life would be full of peace. You got it? But let me continue on with this thought and see if you still feel the same way. I imagine some people running around and confused and fearful due to the fact it would be perfectly fine to be carjacked and robbed at gunpoint whenever anyone felt like it. So you still think no consequences is a good idea? Well, let me continue on. I will take it a step further. What if you became very ill? You were rushed to the hospital and the operating doctor decided he was way too busy to operate on you to save your life that day. Wow, right? What a way to live is right. So here's what I'm thinking. No rules means no consequences, which means no peace ever. I don't think any human being could live as we know it today under those circumstances. So this brings me back to my question. Are you world-made, self-made, or God-made? Are you thinking about that? Are you world-made, self-made, or God-made? Are you entering the narrow gate, which is the God way of life? Or are you traveling down a wide road which leads to the world's way of life? So one of the scriptures of the day will connect my thoughts here which is Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, and it states, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it." And verse 14, "Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." After me reading this scripture, can you agree with me that it is amazing how the Word of God has every solution to every thought and action we might have? I mean, it says it all. It tells us in these two scriptures how to live our life. Either we're traveling down a narrow road, which is the straight and narrow road to see the Lord, or we're on a wide road that is leading us to destruction. So moving on, hold that thought, though. I want to come back to these two scriptures and go over the roads with you. But for now, let's continue on with finding out if you are world-made, self-made, or God-made. So let me give you the definition of all three. If you are world-made, you tend to credit your accomplishments on education and resources, as well as you tend to believe in the power of status and have no problem conforming to the ways of this world in terms of following trends or gimmicks, with this premise being power and wealth. Sounds familiar yet? Well, let me keep going on. World made also means you accept the world's labels, such as you are too fat, too short, too tall, all the things you accept based on the world's standards. Now, if you are self-made, you tend to confuse small beginnings with humble beginnings. When you are self-made, no one can tell you anything because you have all the answers based on the power you have given yourself. So when you are self-made, the world revolves around you. You made it to the top on your own terms. Therefore, you believe that you have figured it all out. Therefore, you alone possess the secret knowledge of success. Sounds familiar to anyone yet? But if you are God-made, you have decided at some point that your own ways no longer work, and you have finally surrendered to His perfect will for your life by finding the courage to say no to all those things that kept you out of His will in the first place. So when you are God-made, you understand that having faith in God is a must, knowing that faith is never blind. You see, faith has eyes to see, ears to hear, and a voice to speak life at all times in all things in your life. So being God-made is to make a conscious effort to live on that straight and narrow road that leads to life. You see, the Word of God states again in Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, that the narrow way is difficult and the wide way leads to destruction. It spells it out. You follow me? Now let's get into these two scriptures. So 13 states, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it." Many. "Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." The scripture is very clear as it states to a narrow gate, which in my opinion is the pathway, or another way to describe it would be the entrance to a way of life. You got it? So the definition of narrow is something that is considerably longer or higher than it is wide. But let me move on and say this. Entering through a narrow space of some sort suggests the space can only accommodate a specific something, someone, or situation. Therefore, a narrow gate coupled with a difficult way implies that the road is difficult and narrow. As a result, there is no room for compromise. That's the big word of the day, compromise. You can't compromise the Word of God. Either you're on the difficult road that leads to happiness, love, and joy, and above all, life, or you're on the other side of the road which leads to destruction. Listen at the scripture again. Verse 13, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction." It's that way of life that leads to destruction. You got it? It's the things that you're thinking. It's the things that you're saying. It's the things that you're doing. So again, enter by the narrow gate. Narrow gate, meaning the way that there is no room for compromise. You got it? So it says, "Enter by the narrow gate, no compromise, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it." So my point to this is this. If you have not allowed God to transform you, meaning change your mind and change your heart, shape you and mold you into His perfect vessel, then yes, you are on your way to being world-made or self-made, traveling down a path that will ultimately lead to your destruction. You follow me? I don't mean to sound so negative or harsh. I hope I'm not. I just really want you folks out there to understand that Faith Walk Radio is about empowering you, about bringing you the Word of God in a way that makes you think if your heart is in the right place. Is your mind in the right place? Because a lot of times when I minister to people, the one thing I always hear, as I said in another message, why isn't God answering my prayers? What is taking so long for my hopes and dreams to manifest? And I go back to this one thing in every single message. You have to be on one accord with the Word of God. You have to be living inside God's will for your life, not outside. You can't be disconnected. If you are, you have to reconnect. So God just doesn't go around giving out blessings to whomever ask. It's about you drawing close to Him so that He can bless you in those things that you desire. So whether you are world-made or self-made, you may be traveling on that path that leads to destruction of your finances, destruction of your marriage, destruction of your dream. You follow me? You got it? I don't want to confuse anyone, so just let me say this. I believe if you are a Christ follower, meaning if you are traveling on that straight and narrow road, you are God-made, or at least you have decided to allow God to transform you, meaning rebuild, or should I say reconstruct your life. So whatever choice you make, you have to live with it. Whatever the choice is, whether it's the narrow way of life, which leads to life, where there's no compromise, it's just the will of God and that's it. Or you can travel on the wide road, but understand there are consequences for every decision you make in life. Let's take another look at these two scriptures. Again, verse 13. So it says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Folks, when people are traveling down the wrong road in life, you have a lot of company. There's a lot of people traveling with you. There's a lot of people that will persuade you to let's do this, let's do that, let's do this, let's get involved in this. Never mind, we don't need to pray, we don't need to forgive. You have the right to be upset at that person. You own it, they did it to you. Never mind what the Bible says, it's about what's happening in our lives now. It's so many things. You have a lot of company is what I'm trying to say. So again, it says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. And listen again at 14, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Few who find it. When I read the scripture, I immediately go back to the scripture where it says, many are called, but few are chosen. God calls us all to stand and live on His word, to be that light that shines before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So many are called, but few are chosen. So according to the scripture, it says in verse 14, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way. He did not say it was going to be easy. Understand that. Life is not easy when it comes to challenges and things you have to overcome. But know, based on faith, based on love, based on forgiveness, based on all these things that make up living a Christian life, keeps you focused. You got it? Another scripture to study along with these two scriptures is Matthew 7 and 21, and I'll read it for you. It states, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. You see, not every path you travel down in life will lead you to heaven's doors. So in my humble opinion, if you are not on that straight and narrow road, then you are headed down that road where folks are world-made and self-made. Remember, if you are not God-made, then what or who is making you? What is the inspiration behind you? Well, only you can determine that. Again, if you are not God-made, then what or who is making you? After we close our eyes on this earth, we will end up somewhere. Where will you end up based on how you are living your life today? good stuff. But I do have to pause for a few announcements. When I come back, I will conclude today's message on the wide road and give my final thoughts. And I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com. gfdmwebdesign.com. And you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Have you ever heard of Good Short Books by Joyce Fields and Anita Jones? If you haven't, I am here to tell you it is the best quick read ever. Inspiring books that will touch the entire family on raising kids, loving dogs, creating successful relationships, dealing with a breast cancer diagnosis, decreasing bullying, and so much more. Good Short Books by Joyce Fields and Anita Jones are in fact short books, but with an encouraging and powerful message in each and every one of them. Go to goodshortbooks.com. That's goodshortbooks.com and invest in your reading pleasure today.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome back from the break. This is Susan F. Rosario. I am the host of Faith Walk Radio right here on KKHT 100.7 every Sunday. I have had a wonderful time ministering in the Word of God today. I hope I gave you something to think about. So as you go into your next week, I have a little homework for you. I want you to take the road challenge and find out which road you were traveling on. Are you 100% with God, or have you been conforming to the ways of this world in terms of being world-made or self-made? You got it? Find out if you're world-made or self-made. And if you are, go back and listen to this message again, because I share what the Lord has laid on my heart, the way to be God-made. You got it? So as I close today, my final thought is this. If you follow the map given to you, which is the Bible, you will get to your destination point sooner than later. But if you allow yourself to get distracted, lose your sense of direction by allowing others to persuade you in a different direction and possibly lead you on a path way off course, most times end in lost years you will never recover from. So after listening to the message today titled The Wide Road, try really hard not to involve yourself in situations that will take years to recover from, because you will always come across obstacles that will make your path a little bumpy and unbearable. But the more you search for answers through the Word of God, the better off you will be. So if you dare to believe that being God-made can conquer all, you will find the narrow way of life will lead you to a successful future today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And whatever you do, the most important thing to remember is that God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Before I go, as always, take a listen to a song I recorded just for you to help encourage you on your faith walk journey with the Lord. Take a listen to the song titled Faith Walk. Enjoy, and I will be right back. Thank you.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello again. We are at the end of our time together. I have to say goodbye. I don't want to say goodbye, but I have to go. I have run out of time. I have enjoyed myself again. Feel free to go to my website and listen to previous messages or download my music, the song Faith Walk. You can also take a look at my new book, Faith Walk, Your Personal Journey with Christ, by reading the first chapter for free. Again, for prayer, to submit your Faith Walk success stories, go to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. As always, God bless you all.
Faithful Savior, hear my cry, I pray. I need a faith walk.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.